It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddie plays for today's Victorian racing.
We found our man. The listeners wanted the best bets from Terry Bailey in person, and he's joined us. How are you, TB?
Michael, I'm fantastic, mate. Can't wait to get to the races and see if we can have a throw at the stumps today. Looks an interesting card. A couple of big riders going out there, including Jamie Carr, Damien Lane, etc. So, yeah, good.
They certainly are. Are you confident today? Do you like the meeting?
Michael, I've been here 17 years. I've won 3 times at Mornington, so read what you'll run into that.
What are we going to do then?
But I'm sticking with the Mornington horses. I'm a slow learner, but I've learnt they've got an advantage. Air Clash, I've always had a good opinion of. I called him at his first start. I think it was at Geelong in a pretty good race. He ran well that day. Second campaign was really good, bumping into a handy one in Corona Lad. He went up in grade against some of the better horses last preparation. He just didn't fire. He trialled well, and his win first up at Bendigo showed to me that he's really come back in good order, because El Salto got the fly on him that day, and he had to work hard to run him down on a really sticky, heavy track. Track conditions mean nothing to this horse. He seems to be able to handle good or heavy conditions. He always goes well at his first couple of runs in a preparation. I think he's got a great chance today. And he's at backable odds too, Michael, around 360, 370, something like that. He draws well. I don't think there's that much depth to the race. You've got Lazuka, who's been going really well, but this is a little bit harder, and she's up 2 kilos. Maybe the sisters, but she just never wins. Soprinte, got a little chance in the race. I think Air Clash is a pretty sound bet. Queen of the Greens, an interesting runner down the bottom. I'm not sure if she still got into the field or not. I called her winning the other day. I know they've scratched her. I thought they might, but I think Air Clash is the one to beat.
And we like a lot. We like one of the better bets in the last race as well. So race 9, number 4, Air Clash. Anything else we should play today?
I'm going to stick with the stable that's going really well at the moment, Matty Laurie. He's got a filly by the name of Highland Girl. Ben Mellum, another of the top riders, going out there to ride at the card. Gee, it was a good run at Sale. I know it's a straight line down the side of the track, but mentally for a young horse, you're still out 4 wide, cutting the breeze, working hard. Really hit the line well. Looks to have a nice action. I don't want the track to be any wetter than what it already is. Given that it's pretty short too, Michael, I think it trialled on a soft ground. Hasn't really seen a heavy track. At this stage, we're on a soft 5, so that looks just about ideal for it. So Highland Girl, Matty Laurie with a winning double at home today for me.
Race 3, number 3. Have you got a quaddie?
Michael, I don't do quaddies, but because you asked me to, I'm going to do one just for you. First leg, numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 and 13. Favourite can win staunch for 2.15. Wow, that's unders. But he can win. But I'm just going to take some insurance there to get a result. Second leg, 2.347. Shouldn't say it, but we look reasonably safe there. Third leg, 1.48. Dollar Chaser, jumps, runs. Midnight Charm needs to learn a bit between the ears, but another top rider, Craig Williams, out of the meeting. Dance Little Sister, jumps, runs, hard to beat. And the last leg, if we're making Air Clash the best bet of the day, we've just got to go Blanco in the last, buddy.
I love it. Why don't you take quaddies?
I used to in the old days. I took quaddies and trifectas all the time, but the percentage play now means what was once $2,000 now becomes $1,000, and I spend a lot of money on quaddies. I don't just take $8,400 quaddies. If I'm going to take a quaddie, I'll spend $500 or $600, and I'm not getting a result, so I don't, mate. I'm flat out finding a winner, Michael. That put me under too much pressure.
Hey, no, there's a lot of love for you here, and we love the banter that you've been having on all of the .com shows. One listener has said, can you please ask Terry to declare something immoral this weekend?
I put myself on moral ban. Only for a week. Only for a week. Okay, only for a week. But I haven't seen him. I've got to be honest with you, Michael. I've been that busy with the Greyhounds and doing the shows for racing.com. I haven't had a chance to really be doing any fair dinkum punning. The last good bet I had when I declared I'm Thunderstruck the best horse in the country and Julie got beat, that was in the Underwood. That was the last bet I had.
Oh, he might come back on Saturday. You never know, TB.
Going to the race on Saturday. One of my favourite days, Michael. I love it. Not many people there is what you get on Caulfield Cup Day. The racing's fantastic. A mini Cox Plate. How good's racing?
We will see you there, TB. Good calling today.
Thanks, Michael. All the best, buddy.
Terry Bailey with his thoughts at Mornington this afternoon. I know we don't have Mick Guerin today. He's in transit. So, unfortunately, no Mick Guerin today, but he will be back and bouncing for the remainder of the carnival days. Quick break, and then on the other side of this...